October 6th, 2025. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. Podcast number two on a beautiful Monday night where autumn has finally shown its a cooler face as the temperatures dropped from the mid-80s over the weekend to somewhere in the mid-50s on this Monday evening. And it was an exciting weekend. We saw a great Brewers victory in game one, 9-3 over the Cubs. Game two is going on while we're doing this podcast, and so no one will be, it won't be a spoiler alert since we're not live. So right currently, Brewers are down in the bottom of the first, 3-0 to the Cubs. I think it was a two or three home run that got things going for the Cubbies. I think Suzuki was the guy. But anyway, I'm your host, Don Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. My producer, the Mighty Max Martinson, is with me from his home in the Cream City. And this week in Waukesha, in UK Radio, 540 AM. And for you Waukesha listeners, 101.1 FM. And while we really enjoy doing the podcast and the control, if you will, that we have over them, and Max and I certainly don't miss getting up at, you know, well, for me, 4 in the morning, but I know Max still gets up pretty early on Saturdays, or he's still got James Centel, gets to sleep in a little bit. I do encourage everyone to check out all the great civic media programming. There's some really great shows, especially since we added, I think it was a Tom Hartman that was added during the day, Max. That's a great show. Maggie Dawn, I encourage everyone to check out from 4 to 6. And I still catch the... it has a new name. It was known as Up North News with Pat Crayla. I think they've given it a different name since it's syndicated statewide. It always has been, but that's a great show. I like to for catching up on what's going on around the state and around the country. So, yeah, check it out. And then, like I said, Saturdays where we used to be, and Max still is, you have to check out Atticus Law Review with James Centel that goes from 9 to 11 still, right, Max?
Yes.
Yep. So down there in Radio Park in Racine. So what we were talking about in podcast one, we're going to continue the conversation about the Waukesha mayor's race getting a little bit more crowded. And I say that sarcastically because for the longest time, you know, last spring, State Representative Scott Allen announced his candidacy for mayor. And it may be historically the earliest that a candidate has made a formal announcement. It was either in April or May. And for the longest time, he was running unopposed. And that came to an end this past week. In fact, I learned about it on Friday night, but I think an announcement might have been made on like Wednesday or Thursday by Common Council, Waukesha Common Council President and 11th District Alder Alicia Halbin-Slavin. And we've been studying both of the websites. And while I'm excited for both candidates, they're both friends of mine, I am concerned about because they've been very entrenched in their party politics, especially Alicia, that my fear is that this becomes a real partisan race with a lot of the partisan bickering and misinformation and some of the negative influences, which I'm not a fan of. And I do believe that there are many Republicans, even conservatives out there that share my concerns. In addition to Democrats, for sure, about what's going on at the federal level with that, and you know, the fears we have for the future of our country. So it's just at the local level, it's always been the hope that we could kind of stay aloof from that and focus on the issues that are important. Shouldn't really, really actually don't even belong in a city election. And so, Max, you had mentioned in the first show about things that are important to you, and if I remember correctly, it was a lot of like local issues, economic development, opportunities for young people, looking at ways to improve education, smart law enforcement. I know some of these more national issues will find their way down when it comes to I think for the most part, what unites us as sons and daughters of Waukesha is the quality of life we have here, the quality of services we get from the city, from the public works, the garbage and recycling pickups, the quality of our schools. And again, just whatever government can do to create a positive environment for development and growth in all the different areas. You know, Waukesha still continues to have a great manufacturing tradition, and our downtown has become more vibrant. And I know the city's made some good measures, and I'm sure Alicia will be campaigning on this about the downtown will be designated as an entertainment district, which will allow for open and I certainly applaud that, because I think that can be done responsibly, and I think that could even expand the success of those types of events and programming. And so, you know, hopefully we can kind of remain above the fray, and I encourage listeners to do the same, that, you know, listen to both candidates, talk to people, especially in Alicia's district, about her performance at the local level, because often that is oftentimes the best yardstick for if someone's going to make a good mayor, is how well they listen to their constituents, how responsive they are to concerns, recommendations. And then with Scott, obviously you have a larger constituency to poll, if you will, or survey, and Scott may very well be, for most Waukesha residents, he's their assemblyman. And so same thing, it's take a look at their records and, you know, and also what their platforms are for Waukesha. You know, you'll look at the websites and, you know, some of it will be watered down. Like, I was interested to see, I couldn't find anywhere on Alicia's site what the exact aldermanic district is. And so I think that may be some strategy there, but, her priorities that she's outlined is fiscally responsible government, strong services for residents, government that works for the people, engaging residents in local government. So, you know, real, and I'm saying this to be critical, but it's, you know, real vanilla in terms of, you know, staying kind of above the line and keeping it positive. Nothing really in a partisan type of attack mode like this. And, you know, you see strong services for residents. And I know from my experience as an alderman and as a resident that we do enjoy strong services. And having lived in a lot of other cities, I can certainly vouch for that. Waukesha is a very well-run city. So now you get to Scott's website. He's talking about creativity, collaboration, candor. He's got a survey on his website that I think is pretty interesting. And Scott's had, they both seem to have good support from the business community. Scott had a fundraiser at El Estacion back in the spring, shortly after his announcement was made at Daddy's too. It was a special special breakfast meeting where he made the formal announcement. And that was well done. And then maybe a few weeks or a month after that, he had a fundraiser at El Estacion, which is, you know, an established restaurant. The owner there, Tony, owns some other properties in downtown Waukesha. And so that part is interesting. So let's see. So why Scott? We're going to look at the website here. And he's got an interesting tagline here. In fact, she sounds more like a liberal or a Democrat. Creativity, collaboration, and candor. Scott doesn't believe in doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Innovation, experimentation, and adaptation are critical elements of the 21st century, and they are skills that Scott has employed in his 30 years in business. And Scott is a business owner. He owns a printing business in Brookfield, as well as he's also a realtor. Candor. Honesty is always the best policy, yet many politicians only tell you what you want to hear. Scott has long believed that the best care you can provide is to give people good information, what they need to hear, and they'll make good decisions. And again, in knowing both candidates, I can say that they do tell it like it is, and they're not afraid of being criticized for that. So why now? Scott Allen mentions that the financial forecast of the city of Waukesha shows a projected deficit of $8 million by 2028 or 2029. And that's based on projected revenue growth as well as inflating current spending. Future opportunities for greenfield development are very limited due to the mature nature of Waukesha and geographic constraints. Redevelopment and built environments is always challenging. At the same time, we have experienced rapid housing price inflation, so we need to be mindful of improving affordability and keeping property taxes manageable. Innovation and insight will be essential to navigating our path forward. Communication and collaboration will be necessary for our community. So, you know, some good metrics, some good specifics there from Scott's campaign. And again, nothing to take away from, you know, Scott's been at this, you know, he's got quite a few months on Alicia in terms of the campaign and the messaging. And so I think that's why you see more specifics on his website, whereas Alicia just pulled the trigger last week. Now, certainly she's been thinking about this for quite a few weeks now, and other alders have told me about they had kind of a sense based on questions she was asking in city council and then a lot of like kind of public facing opportunities, asking a lot of questions and really being engaged as much as possible, especially with city staff. So something to look forward to. And again, it's really up to us as citizens of Waukesha to stay above the line and to not give in to what could be published in the Freeman. I'm sure the Freeman will be excited to write, you know, about something more than Sam D'Amico's education status, which is also been an attempt to soil me, I think, from Sam's appearances on my podcast. So hopefully this will, with Alicia's name in the head, it'll give them something more to write about that could be constructive and meaningful. So, but same thing when you're looking on social media, any postcards you get in the mail, you know, please be mindful of that. Text messages, that's also been a new, and not new, but you see it a lot more from different organizations that keep your eyes focused on what's best for Waukesha. And the national party platforms don't always the specific city and the potential we have for our future. So I just saw that the Brewers tied it up here 3-3. What happened, Max?
Andrew Vaughn 3-run home run.
Nice. So, you know, it's funny, like I was like seeing the Cubs go ahead 3-0, you cringe a little bit, but I'm thinking, you know, they had a leadoff home run in the first game, and so that's great. That's this is a fun team to really get excited about. And the question is, why are we here on this podcast when we should be watching the Brewers? So, it is an exciting time. We look forward to talking about more in the fall. And then the other question is, will there be other candidates for mayor? And again, I think the opportunity is ripe now that you have two very partisan candidates with, you could say, entrenched relationships and records with their respective parties. It could be a great time for a real, what would you want to call the word, maverick or renegade, but also someone that has a following, has demonstrated success in a business or in an organization that's, you know, has strong ties with the government and the community and, you know, doing good by people. And, you know, nobody comes to mind, you know, right now on that front. But it would be interesting if there are more candidates. And I think it would help actually in terms of, not that I'm rooting against Scott or Alicia in that regard, but I think what I am rooting for is if we have more candidates to add more flavor to the campaign and to maybe water down the partisan affiliations that will for sure attract partisan dollars and partisan campaign support that I don't believe will be very positive or will appeal to people's fear and hatreds. And so... So very hopeful on that. How are we doing on time here, Max?
About 5 minutes left.
About 5 minutes. So yes. So in these last few minutes, you don't forget, we also have some, open seats for the city council, coming up. I know for sure in my district, Eric Payne had announced a while back that, he is finally retiring after many years of service, the dean, if you will, of the city council, who I had the honor of serving with. In my one term as alderman, and also was proud to call him my alderman since the gerrymandering, I mean redistricting that took me out of my original district one. And so that seat's open. I know there's a few others. And so, you know, now's the time for people to start thinking about it. You don't necessarily have to commit right now for those types of seats, but it's good to ask yourself some questions. It's a wonderful experience, especially if you like working with people, if you care about your neighborhood and your community. And that was the key to my success. And I believe that I had a lot of success, so much so that people have approached me about running for other offices. Was just I loved engaging with neighbors and building a more connected community and introducing neighbors to each other that have lived on the same street or the same neighborhood for more than 30 years. And being able to host different events every quarter and inviting city staff to talk and present to the neighbors and kind of improve their education about city services. Those were always very, very successful and well. And, you know, going to people's homes, like if someone had a call and a complaint, you know, jumping in a car and taking that sometimes a 30-second drive to that person's house to let them know you care and to see what the situation is, and then connecting them with the proper city staff to get the situation resolved, or at least provide information on how this situation could be resolved or how it could be resolved. The constituents always appreciate by engaging city staff that were in that. People want to be taken and they want to be respected, especially since they're the boss. It's their tax dollars that make this city run. And so it's going to be an interesting time. And yeah, and that big elephant in the living room is the fact that, you know, there is a deficit in the city, and cities, you know, has done a good job of, you know, the buy that people are concerned for the future of the city. When you consider the, you know, it's great having Lake Michigan water. It's great to use my tap again. I'm drinking water that came from my tap. It's, you know, for many years that wasn't a thing. You couldn't do that in Waukesha. But we have to pay for that. And there's some other big ticket items I supported as alderman too, because I believe it'll lead to long-term future success for our city. But some definite house cleaning, and it's definitely going to be a challenging time for this city. So I do, in that regard, I applaud Assemblyman Allen and Council President Alder Halvin Slavin for, you know, putting their best foot forward and making a case for how and what, how, you know, what they're going to do and how they can best serve our city and executive branch. And so it's going to be an exciting few months. And again, there's room there on the docket for more candidates. If you feel that you can make a difference or make a contribution, I highly encourage you to run, and also again create more of a balance in what is currently a very partisan election coming up here that'll take place next spring. So that's all I got for now, Max. But again, I want to thank you for sticking it out, especially the Brewers are tied here in the second, and go Brewers. And thanks everybody for listening in. I'm sure you're not listening to watching the Brewers right now when you catch this podcast. But again, thanks for inviting me into your listening worlds, your homes or wherever that is, your car. And please remember, especially as we head into the colder weather and with everything going on with Halloween, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer, and see ya.